This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2194. Buy Your Freedom, Rent the Rest by Firecracker with jlcollinsnh.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Buy Your Freedom, Rent the Rest by Firecracker with jlcollinsnh.com. Beware the white van. What's the most dangerous thing on the road? A drag racer? A Humvee? An 18-wheeler tractor trailer? Nope, nope, and nope. The real answer? A white van. Let me explain. You see, before we became financially independent and retired early to travel the world, we lived in a tiny, remote Canadian town called Toronto. And even though our car-owning coworkers who spent freely and lavishly told us, oh, you can't possibly not have a car in Toronto, and feel free to replace Toronto with most any major North American city, we knew better. In fact, we knew we could ride the subways and buses, walk to many of our favorite places for a tiny fraction of what it cost our friends to own a car. So instead of owning, we joined a car-sharing service called Enterprise Car Share, which lets you sign out cars hourly. The car lot was conveniently located only a 5-minute walk from where we lived. And that decision would prove its worth on a deceivingly beautiful day in April. We were heading back to our rented flat, sensing a pattern here, after picking up our groceries. But just as we were about to turn into our driveway, a white van swerved and smashed into us. It happened so fast, I didn't have time to blink. Thankfully, no one was hurt, and when the cops arrived, they even joked, "Hey, at least the beer is okay," gesturing to the case in our trunk. Surveying the damage, the police quickly pieced together what had happened. The car that hit us was a delivery van, driven by a 60-year-old Greek dude who got impatient, crossed over the median, and tried to pass us on the wrong side of the road. Legal scholars may recognize this as a classic case of, "Say what?" But somehow, once the insurance companies got involved, the accident got ruled 50% our fault. Because the car was a rental, the insurance that came with our car share membership covered everything, and we didn't even need to wait for the car to be fixed. We were up and running with a new car the very next day. Had we owned, we would have had to pay $10,000 to get it fixed. The insurance would have covered it, but our premiums would have gone up, especially since the accident was 50% at fault. By using a group insurance plan through the car share, our insurance stayed at a ridiculously affordable $45 a year. And by using car sharing, we only paid a $125 one-time sign-up fee and $10.25 an hour for the rental car. Since we used the car only a couple of times a month, 2 hours every 2 weeks for groceries, that adds up to a minuscule $551 a year, or $46 a month, over 9 years. No extra costs for gas or maintenance, and no need to worry about depreciation. We can get a brand spanking new car every time with no added stress or cost. So the accident taught us 3 things that day. Don't own a car, use car sharing instead, and never trust a white van. Now, whenever we see a white van, Wanderer glares at it suspiciously while humming the theme from Jaws, and I immediately dive into the nearest bush. What we've learned about car sharing applies to housing as well. Because we rented and invested instead of owning a place in Toronto, we came out way ahead with a 7-figure portfolio and the option to retire early and travel the world. Had we bought an expensive house, most of our hard-earned cash would have been eaten away by housing costs. And this is why we're committed renters, both with housing and cars. Renting lets you get ahead because you don't need to take the financial risk to maintain a physical asset. You're also less stressed and you have more flexibility because your costs are always predictable. No surprise roof repairs, no hurricanes threatening to destroy your life savings, no accidents totaling your car and skyrocketing your insurance premiums. Stress-free and predictable. That's the key to freedom. Now, I can hear a lot of keys clamoring and angry people fighting to justify their own situation, saying that renting isn't always better. And you know what? I get it. If you live in a city with crappy public transportation, it's a lot more challenging to get around without a car. And in some cities with reasonable housing prices, not Toronto or Vancouver, it can be cheaper to own than rent. But if you live in a city with a half-decent public transit system, ditch the car and use car sharing instead. You'll save a ton of money, decrease your stress, and be super fit if you switch it up with walking and biking. Similarly, if you live in a city with affordable housing, meaning the monthly rent is 1% or more of the cost of the house, buying might not be a horrible idea. The problem is, most of the time, people buy blindly under the wrong assumption of renting is throwing your money away, and therefore owning always beats renting. Not true. And in fact, that belief is why most people can't seem to get ahead. The costs of owning are way higher than people think, and the worst part of these expenses is that they're often unexpected. A car will slide into a snowbank, or a roof will spring a leak seemingly out of the blue, and then bam, you're out thousands and thousands of dollars. In fact, we keep hearing from our readers wondering why they keep getting hit with financial emergencies seemingly every month. This is why. When you rent and something breaks, it's someone else's problem to fix. But when you own, it's yours. And so it becomes really easy for a string of stuff going wrong to bleed away your money until you wake up 10 years later and wonder why you haven't gotten any further ahead. Instead, rent. You'll have a lot less stress, a lot more money, and way more freedom. Oh, and also, watch out for white vans. You just listened to the post titled, Buy Your Freedom, Rent the Rest, by Firecracker with jlcollinsnh.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Firecracker made some compelling points here on the rent versus buy debate. And while I don't disagree with any of it, just like anything else with personal finance, there's no right answer. The answer typically is, it depends. I'm reminded of an interesting New York Times article I saw recently that stated that the top 10% of the wealthiest households own nearly 90% of the stocks in America, while those in the bottom 90% own a little more than half of all the real estate in America. It's typically assumed that owning property, and for many people this will be their primary residence, is the best way to build wealth. But again, it all depends. I never thought I would own a home, but I found when I moved to Cincinnati that it's cheaper to own than rent here. I was able to buy a house well below my means at just $150,000. I also don't feel stuck here. If I decided to move, I'd likely rent out this house and definitely assess the rentability of this place before I bought it. I rented for over 10 years, and in New York City, it was typical for my rent to rise $100 or more every year. Pair that with landlords who weren't responsive to repairs or didn't take care of their properties, I got a bit burned out on renting. I also found it difficult to rent with a dog, and my 80-pound lab shepherd mix named Buddy is pretty much the love of my life. Owning a home is such a personal choice, but when you fuel that choice by analyzing the numbers and evaluating your unique circumstances, you're sure to make the best choice for you. And that will do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back in just a sec with our weekly bonus episode. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.